So we'll follow the same format that we've been using the last couple of mornings. So we'll start by saluting the three jewels in call and response. We'll have the refuge verses from the Avatamsaka Sutta in call and response, and we'll have the tantric precepts in call and response. And I'll do a little lead in to the meditation. We'll have a poem and we'll have an unled sit with bells to mark five stages. So if you just want to get yourselves comfortable, Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Namah.
Namo Namah.
I take my refuge in the Buddha.
I take my refuge in the Buddha.
And pray that with all beings
And pray that with all beings
I may understand the great way.
I may understand the great way
Whereby the Buddha seed may forever thrive.
whereby the Buddha seed may forever thrive.
I take my refuge in the Dharma.
I take my refuge in the Dharma
And pray that with all beings
and pray that with all beings
I may enter deeply into the Sutra treasure.
I may enter deeply into the Sutra treasure,
Whereby our wisdom may become vast as the ocean.
whereby our wisdom may become vast as the ocean.
I take my refuge in the Sangha.
I take my refuge in the Sangha
And pray that with all beings
and pray that with all beings
I may be brought together in great harmony.
I may be brought together in great harmony
And have nothing to check the unimpeded progress of truth.
and have nothing to check the unimpeded progress of truth.
So, we talked quite a lot about how sometimes the energy and the effort can be more receptive, not trying to make things happen. And Padmasambhava, in his advice to the three fortunate women, he suggested disposing yourself to be physically calm, as in an empty house the raindrops slowly gather. Relax. Do not force your mind or body. And I think that's really helpful in terms of our meditation practice. I'm just going to say that again. Disposing yourself to be physically calm. As in an empty house, the raindrops slowly gather. Relax. Do not force your mind or body. So arriving in your body and your meditation posture. Arriving in this virtual retreat space. Where we're all practicing and just hold that in your awareness. Allow yourself to feel the support of our retreat community. Knowing that in part those conditions will support your practice and you will be supporting others as well. And having an awareness of the space around you, the space you're taking up as you sit here in your posture, or perhaps you're lying or standing. But that sense of being, really being in your body, being embodied, and that contact with the ground. Perhaps also contact with the seat if you're sitting. A sense of letting go, releasing, allowing your weight to flow down towards the ground. And feeling held and supported. Feeling part of the earth, part of the world, received by the earth. A sense of the whole body from the head right the way down to the feet and the toes, including the arms and the hands, and that sense of a stable base, particularly the lower part of your body. The buttocks, sitting bones, and the energy flowing down the thighs, the knees, the lower legs and the ankles and the feet. Support from the ground below. the ground, feeling your whole body supported, noticing which parts of the body are in direct contact. Just allowing that sensation of being held as you relax the body, maybe even a sense of sinking into the ground. And if you're sitting, sense of the upper body, the torso, the neck, the head, upright, alert, shoulders aligned with the hips. Maybe that sense of the energy rising up towards the sky. Taking a moment just to tune in with how you are right now, in this moment. So noticing any sensations in the body, maybe pleasant, maybe unpleasant, maybe neither pleasant or unpleasant, but more neutral. Most likely a combination of all of those different areas of the body. It's a way of feeling more inhabiting your body, maybe tuning into your sense experience. So again, the sense of touch. Anything your body is in contact with, what does that feel like? Clothes against the skin. Your seat, the ground. Where are your hands resting? What does that feel like? Noticing sound. Or maybe the absence, maybe it's quieter now than it often is. Just the sound of my voice coming and going. But maybe there's sounds around you. The room you're in, outside the room. You can use sound as a way of staying present. You can only be aware of the sound that's happening right now. the soundscape changes moment by moment. So just allowing sounds to come and go, be part of your experience. Noticing any smells. Maybe you had a drink before coming. You can still taste something in your mouth. Or the taste of the saliva. And if your eyes are closed, noticing the sensation of the eyelid resting on the eye. Maybe you can even feel some sensation around the eyelashes. What's it like with the eyes closed? Can you see anything? Some colours or shapes, shadows of dark and light, colours. But also noticing what it's like with the eyes closed, with less visual input, allowing the eyes to have a rest. And broadening out to include the whole body in your meditation posture. And just paying attention to the breath, experiencing yourself as a breathing body. Noticing the movement sensations as you breathe. Experiencing the whole body as you breathe in. Experiencing the whole body as you breathe out. Sensitive to the body as you breathe. Sensitive to the mind as you breathe. And noticing, but not trying to change anything, just being open. Not trying to force your mind or your body in any way. And then the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. A period of silent meditation with bells to mark 5 stages, and feeling free to do the practice of your choice. day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. We'll end there. Of course, feel free to sit on. And at 10:30, we'll have Pranyanita exploring the final of these tantric precepts with us.